Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 25th. Two issues sparked vigorous debate at the regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council on Tuesday night. First, voting 4-1, the trustees directed Town Administrator Ken Knight to write letters to the Delta County Commissioners and to the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station in Paonia, opposing Gunnison Energy's seismic mapping project near Terror Creek Reservoir. As has been reported in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel and other news outlets, Gunnison Energy is conducting the preparation work for a seismic survey project that covers some 28,000 acres of federal land. The 3D seismic mapping project will help evaluate the geology of its oil and gas leases and plan for drilling. Hunters reported to media outlets and conservation groups that they've been directed off the property during operations and have been told to stay out of the area. Tuesday night, Andrew Forkus Gudmundson of Citizens for a Healthy Community asked the Paonia Town Council to write letters of opposition to the two entities that have the power to stop the project. He spoke with KVNF News in studio.
In general, I think that meeting last night was a great success. I think that the mayor raised a couple of very interesting and prescient issues related to the relationship between the town of Paonia and Delta County. But in the end, I think that the trustees came to the correct decision. They did agree to send a letter requesting that Delta County engage in their planning process for this project, and then another to the Forest Service engaging in the NEPA process there.
While the town of Paonia has no legal jurisdiction in the case, the council hopes that the letter will inspire the Delta County commissioners to engage in the process with Gunnison Energy. Mayor Charles Stewart, who doesn't vote on the council, voiced strong concerns that the town of Paonia has no jurisdiction in the matter, and also said that the council can't write letters of complaint about every single oil and gas issue in the North Fork Valley. But four trustees voted to write the letters, with trustee Bill Baer opposing.
The request had nothing to do with the approval or denial of the project, and I think the mayor was very correct that we don't want Delta County directing outcomes of Paonia processes and vice versa. But Paonia is likely to be impacted by this project, but they lack specific jurisdiction for both the planning process and the approval process. So they're relying on Delta County to enforce Delta County's regulations to protect resources that the town of Paonia relies on. And that was all that the letter asked that Paonia do.
Also, the U.S. Forest Service Ranger Station in Paonia is taking public comments about the mapping project until tomorrow, and the town wanted to file their letter on time. Much of the land involved is regulated under the Forest Service planning process.
It is my understanding this hasn't been explicitly stated by the Forest Service, though it is the likely process that they'll be approving this through something called a categorical exclusion. A categorical exclusion is used for a set of activities that the Forest Service has predetermined will not have significant impacts on the environment. Built into that legislation, there are a series of things called extraordinary circumstances that make categorical exclusions inappropriate. Those categorical exclusions are for things like the presence of threatened or endangered species habitat, floodplains, wetlands, municipal watersheds, inventoried roadless areas, and archaeological or historical sites. And we believe all four of those categories are present within this project area. And we simply ask the town of Paonia to echo those concerns and state that a categorical exclusion is inappropriate for a project of this scale and for the Forest Service to engage in a more robust environmental assessment process.
So what happens next? The Delta County Commissioners have yet to take a position on the project, and the U.S. Forest Service closes its commentary period tomorrow.
And a decision could come as soon as Monday, though I think early November is more likely. And as residents in the area have told me that they're staging equipment on the private property within the project boundary already. So It seems entirely likely that literally the moment the decision comes through, they will start aggressively pursuing this project. And we've been told that it'll take 4 to 6 weeks to drill and detonate those holes.
Stay tuned for more on that story in tomorrow's KVNF regional newscast. The second issue the Paonia trustees decided on Tuesday night was their unanimous vote to contract out the building inspector job to Colorado Code, Inc. It has been a revolving door at Paonia Town Hall for building inspectors. The low pay, difficulty of the job, and various personality conflicts have created a very high turnover rate for Paonia building inspectors over the years. Tuesday night, the trustees hoped to put an end to that by contracting out to Colorado Code. Current building inspector Dan Reardon will continue to do the work on a contract basis, and the building department at Paonia Town Hall will no longer be in-house. There have been developments in the story of Republican Matt Soper, who is running to represent State House District 54. On Monday, we reported that two formal complaints have been filed against Soper, one for voting from a Delta County house that he did not live in, and one for campaign finance reporting errors. House District 54 includes Western Delta County and much of Mesa County. Soper is running for the seat against Palisade Independent Thea Chase. Now the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel is reporting that Soper's mother, who owns the house at 10 Hardig Drive in Delta, is attempting to evict the current residents of the home so Soper and his girlfriend can move back into it. Soper claimed 10 Hardig Drive as his residence since before the 2017 election. Omar Carrione, his brother, and his disabled parents have rented the house since August of 2016. Betty Ann Soper sent them an eviction letter on October 20th and said she would stop renting the house so Roper could take over the property. Carrione is represented by a Grand Junction attorney. Soper has not yet commented on the formal complaints, which are being investigated by the district attorneys in Judicial Districts 2 and 7, and by the Colorado Secretary of State. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.